Tech news doesn't matter. Is what a ding-dong would say. Not me. It seemed like Americans were done freaking out about the fact that unreasonably popular social media app TikTok is owned by Chinese company ByteDance. But, just like Emperor Palpatine, somehow, the controversy returned. On Friday, TikTok announced that the data of users in the US is now being stored on Oracle's American cloud servers by default, but on the same day, BuzzFeed News reported that, according to leaked audio from 80 internal meetings, ByteDance employees in China had repeatedly accessed US user data. The report conflicts with TikTok's claims that sure, backups of US user data were stored outside the US, but they don't look at that data. And they certainly don't give it to the Chinese government. They wouldn't want it anyways. They're super chill. Responding to the report, TikTok admitted that yes, of course, some high-level admins sometimes have to access that data, but the company's goal is limiting the number of employees who have access to user data and the scenarios in which data access is enabled. So instead of picturing a bunch of scary CCP stooges reading your DMs, picture like, two or three guys. They're really good guys. You should all go for lunch sometime. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has shown off a cornucopia of prototype VR headsets as a demonstration of the advances in technology necessary for metaverse tech to pass the visual Turing test, which I'm guessing is a test that makes it hard to distinguish virtual reality from reality. Is Zuck talking about VR ever going to not be creepy? I feel like he wants to suck me into the virtual world for nefarious purposes. Or just because he wants a friend, ugh. Anyways, it is actually kind of cool to see the different avenues that the company formerly known as Facebook is pursuing, even if the goal is obviously to get people to spend too much money on purchasing digital versions of designer clothes by Balenciaga and Prada, which they announced today. Guys, they're even more overpriced than the real stuff. Burying your money in the ground would be more financially advisable. This is not financial advice, by the way. Just tech news. And more good news for PC builders as German enthusiast site 3D Center has confirmed that prices of current-gen gaming GPUs in Germany and Austria have, on average, come back down to MSRP after spiking as high as 318% back in May 2021. Ugh, I remember that time. A lot of good people didn't have GPUs. Radeon RX 6000 cards have actually dipped around 8% lower than MSRP. GeForce RTX 30 series cards are sitting at around 2% above. And the forecast actually is continuing to look rosy, with crypto miners continuing to sell off their GPUs and defunct system builder Artesian Builds starting to auction off thousands of PC components, which it never had the right to in the first place. I'm just kidding. For those who worried they might never turn their graphics settings up again, lift your eyes to the horizon. It's Gandalf, and he's got a ton of GPUs. They're all riding horses. I don't know how he got them on there, but wow. Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by iFixit, maker of compact toolkits with all the essential bits you need to fix your electronics. From mini kits with 16 bits to full repair toolkits to start your repair business, maybe. Go-getter, iFixit has you covered, and they've also got over 70,000 repair manuals with photos and step-by-step instructions. And they're making more of those through partnerships with device makers who are finally getting on board with the whole right to repair thing. It's great. You can work worry-free with quality parts backed by iFixit's lifetime warranty. So fix your stuff today at iFixit.com/techlinked. Quick bits are the key to knowledge. And knowledge is the key to feeling super smart and better than other people. Leaked photos of an AMD presentation indicate that Team Red is planning to launch their first Ryzen 7000 processors and AM5 motherboards on September 15th. They're supposedly pretty good compared to Intel's 12th gen chips, but rumors have also pointed to Intel releasing their 13th gen Raptor Lake processors in the second half of 2022, which I'm pretty sure includes September. Fingers crossed for another global crisis to not hit before that happens. We've had quite enough of those, thank you very much. After a Google engineer sparked a debate over AI sentience last week, a techno-philosopher has told PC Gamer that he believes even video game NPCs could one day be conscious, in which case they would have real lives and deserve rights. Okay, counterpoint, what if we intentionally don't make NPCs conscious since they are currently being subjected to constant virtual genocide in shooter games? We just turn down the consciousness dial when we make those ones, right? Here we go. That makes sense. Speaking of shooters, the developers of Call of Duty's anti-cheat software, Ricochet, have unveiled the latest trick Warzone is playing on cheaters, making their guns disappear. Oh, maybe they could get into some cheaty fist fights. Nope, they take their fists away too. After all, if your hand causes you to sin, chop it off. A little excessive for real life, but just add in a video game to the end, and actually it's pretty reasonable. Recycling electronics is notoriously difficult, which is especially sad in a world swimming in them. But Japanese researchers have discovered that Prussian blue, a synthetic pigment used by artists and scientists because of its ability to trap metal ions, can extract gold and platinum from e-waste much more efficiently than current methods, meaning we could maybe ease back on the digging so deep down into the earth thing, you know? There could be Balrogs down there. We don't know. And humanity's great project of running Doom on literally everything has reached a new milestone. Modder James Brown has created a Lego brick with an embedded monitor on which he has managed to run a ridiculously blurry instance of the classic shooter game at 72 by 40 resolution. But pixels don't matter. It's what's in here that matters. And in here, I know we're going to be able to run Doom on the surface of the sun one day. We'll get there. And we have gotten to the end of this episode, so come back on Wednesday for more tech news, which you can watch on any dang screen you want. Come on, get creative. Pew, splash some paint.